Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, July 30th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of health, fitness, and wellness news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Q&A with Mark Phillips, physical therapist and consultant at Physical Therapy and Balance Centers. Mark Phillips, a physical therapist with Physical Therapy and Balance Centers, shares his journey from treating patients with balance disorders to becoming a franchise owner. Physical's holistic approach to patient care, specialized equipment, and individualized programs set it apart in the industry. The Partnership Advantage program supports PTs in transitioning to business ownership, providing critical training and ongoing resources. TeamPhysical.com connects graduate students with clinics, bridging the gap between school and practice. Physical's mentorship model helps develop confident, long-term hires by offering structured training and ongoing support. For young physical therapists aspiring to leadership or ownership roles, Mark advises to follow their dreams, learn as much as possible, and take advantage of resources like FLT School for Leadership Development.
SRS Real Estate Partners arranges $4.8 million ground lease sale of a single-tenant medical office property in Daytona Beach, Florida. SRS Real Estate Partners facilitated the $4.8 million ground lease sale of a single-tenant medical office property in Daytona Beach, Florida. The property, occupied by Florida Healthcare Plan, Inc., features a brand-new 20-year absolute triple-net lease, offering long-term stability with zero landlord responsibilities. The transaction, closed at full asking price, was represented by SRS Capital Markets Senior Managing Principal Patrick Nutt and Executive Vice President and Principal William Womble. This sale marks the sixth property sold to the same 1031 buyer in the past 6 months, showcasing the strong demand for well-priced, strong-credit medical tenant assets. With over $1.2 billion in deal volume this year alone, SRS Real Estate Partners continues to provide extensive commercial real estate solutions across the nation.
Biomed News breaks nanoviricides. An American NNVC highlights NV387 as potential treatment for growing measles outbreaks. Nanoviricides Inc. highlights NV387 as a potential treatment for the growing measles outbreaks in the U.S., Canada, the U.K., and the EU. The drug candidate has shown effectiveness and safety in animal studies and completed a phase 1 clinical trial with no adverse events. Nanoviricides suggests NV387 may qualify for orphan drug and fast track designations, potentially accelerating approval and offering 7 years of market exclusivity. With measles cases on the rise and vaccination rates challenged by hesitancy, NV387 fills a critical medical need, addressing a gap in approved treatments for the disease. Biomed News breaks. Intelligent Biosolutions Inc., NASDAQ INBS, wins major contract with London Public Transport Operator. Intelligent Biosolutions Inc. has secured a major contract with a London Public Transport Operator covering 14 sites and over 4,400 staff. Their intelligent fingerprinting drug screening system will be used across a bus network carrying over 1 million passengers daily. CEO Harry Simeonidis highlighted the strength of INBS's technology, supporting rapid drug testing at scale to enhance workforce efficiency. With over 450 accounts in 24 countries, INBS plans to enter the U.S. market in 2025 pending FDA clearance. The system screens for drugs like opiates, cocaine, methamphetamine, and cannabis, providing results in under 10 minutes, making it valuable for safety-critical industries. Biomed News breaks. Heartbeam Inc., NASDAQ, BEAT, schedules August 13 call to discuss Q2 results and provide business updates. Heartbeam Inc., a medical technology company listed on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BEAT, has scheduled a conference call for August 13, 2025, at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time to discuss its second quarter results and provide updates on regulatory initiatives, commercial readiness activities, and upcoming milestones. CEO Robert Eno and CFO Timothy Cruikshank will lead the call, followed by a question and answer session. HeartBeam is focused on revolutionizing cardiac care by offering personalized insights through innovative technology, including a cable-free 12-lead ECG system. This technology aims to provide actionable heart intelligence outside of medical facilities, allowing for better cardiac health management. The company holds multiple patents related to its technology. For more information, visit HeartBeam's website. The Moses Firm launches new medical malpractice resources to support Atlanta families. The Moses Firm, a leading Atlanta medical malpractice law firm, has launched a new medical malpractice resources page to help families across Georgia better understand their legal rights after medical negligence. The resource hub provides information on how to identify potential malpractice, steps to take after a medical error, and finding the right medical malpractice lawyer in Atlanta. Included are a medical terminology glossary, detailed guides on medical malpractice claims, FAQs about Georgia laws, and information on the Moses Firm's track record. The firm aims to empower families with knowledge and support during an overwhelming process. For more information, visit w.mosesfirm.com/medical-malpractice-resources. David Nevins interviews Dr. Karen Gilbert, DNP, MSRN, CDP, VP of Education and Quality Assurance, Alzheimer's Community Care. Karen Gilbert, a registered nurse with over 35 years of experience in healthcare administration in Palm Beach County, has been working with Alzheimer's patients for 9 years. She focuses on individualized care planning to optimize patients' abilities and improve quality of life. Karen holds certifications in Alzheimer's disease training and as a certified dementia practitioner. She presents educational programs for various groups and was recognized with the 2017 Palm Beach County Medical Society Hero in Medicine Award. David Nevins, president and CEO of Nevins & Associates, a strategic communications company, has over 30 years of experience in marketing and public relations. He has a strong network of contacts and is actively involved in various organizations. For more information, visit nevinspr.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.